Okay, so we're going to take a deep dive into being able to infuse love energy into situations to create a higher outcome. Now, Florence teaches us that to bless situations, bless a situation or to bless a person. One of the examples that comes to mind is the man who had a machine. And he was in competition with another man who had a machine, and he was in a lot of fear of worry. Oh, everybody's got cats and dogs. I love this. Okay, so she told the man to bless the other man and hold the energy that the right man would sell the right machine. And when he went to his appointment, the other man's machine wouldn't even start. So his machine was purchased. He was out of the fear of the interview. Now, when we start talking about sending love or infusing love, blessing something, we're restricted by our human definition of words. And that can be so restrictive because, we've got all these feelings that we're feeling, but to be able to convey them to somebody else, exactly what this means is just a little bit challenging sometimes. So I'm going to just take the three levels of consciousness that Florence teaches us about and go a little bit deeper into those so that then we can really understand a little bit more about love energy. Now, the subconscious, she teaches us of the subconscious, the conscious, and the superconscious, the three levels of consciousness. Well, the subconscious is that power without direction. When I've read The Game of Life and How to Play It, geez, thousands of times. And every time I read it, there's something new in there every time. But I'm at a higher vibration of understanding, so it speaks to me in a little bit different way. The same with all of you. When you pick up her book, there's something in there that I don't remember this being here before. Well, when she wrote about the subconscious is power without direction, this year, that spoke to me in a way it's never spoken to me before. The subconscious power being power without direction. Well, then we need to be giving it direction. We need to be consciously giving it direction. And I included that in the daily journal pages of the playbook. And that's why, because when we start giving the subconscious power direction, things start to change in our lives. Because if we're not giving it direction, if we're not consciously choosing what energy we want to be in, our manifesting power, like I had mentioned to Lena, that we're always manifesting whatever we're focusing on, whether it's consciously or subconsciously, that's what we're manifesting from. So when the subconscious is in charge, we haven't given our direction of consciousness and power to into a direction. If we haven't done that, it's sub our power is subconsciously in charge with the subconscious, sorry, of whatever we were last thinking about. Where was our energy? Were we brushing our teeth and we started thinking about how yesterday somebody really upset us? And then that's the energy that's in charge for the day. But when we consciously choose what energy we want to be today, it overrides that. The subconscious buries the pain of experiences that we have. It's a coping mechanism to bury things that happen. When we follow the breadcrumbs of energy, we discover that things that happened when we were 4 years old or 7 years old. Someone told me just the other day that she was following the breadcrumbs of energy because she's afraid of putting her face in water and she wants to go snorkeling. Well, you got to put your face in the water to go snorkeling. And she's feeling all this fear and she followed the breadcrumbs of energy to when she was 12 years old and was swimming in the ocean and got pulled under by a wave and thought she was going to die. And when she could see that, the pain started to dissipate. The fear, the anxiety started to go away because she could see now as an adult, that's not going to happen again. So there's no need to be afraid of the water. And that fear energy goes away. The conscious, our conscious state, is about our perceived reality. Consciously choosing, are we going to allow ourselves to just be in survival mode because life has gotten difficult and we're just trying to get through the day without consciously choosing the energy we want to be in? Or are we going to consciously choose? We want to be that vibration of love energy. Which are we going to do? Every day we can make this conscious choice. And sometimes we have to make it over and over throughout the day because we get overwhelmed. The third level of consciousness is our superconscious. That is that connection with our field of potentiality, everything that is ours by divine right that Florence teaches us. You know, she used to do the treatments and she would have speak the word for people. And I'll never forget this, that the very first time I did a Game of Life Mastery program, you know, it's my job to hold that space for people to manifest what they want. And that there was something that someone wanted, they wanted to manifest. And my human brain goes, how are they going to do that? And Florence goes, Kate, you're letting your human brain get involved here. Step back. And when you step back, the only reason that person had that dream, that desire, is because it was in their field of potentiality. And Florence knew that with all her students. That the only reason they even have this idea is because it's in their field of potentiality and they can do, be, or have whatever it is that they want. So it was easy for her to hold that space. Now the superconscious, that space is our higher self. It's that connection with the God part within, the divinity within is what Florence calls it, the divinity within. And when we access that, it's that unconditional love. It's the love vibration that is our essence. And this is where the terms can get confusing for us. Of love energy. We want to infuse things with love energy. Well, that doesn't mean the love that I love the color blue or I love magic. You know, it's not the same thing. It's the love that is our essence, the power within us, that higher vibration, that superconscious self, that spiritual energy of who we are that lives forever. And that supports our power. When you bring the three together, working in tandem, the superconscious, the subconscious, the conscious, miracles happen. Manifestation occurs, whether it's something you want to be, do, or have. It's that being in alignment with that spiritual energy that is our essence that is eternal. That connection with our field of potentiality. Now, the other thing I wanted to share a little bit about with our love that is our essence, is that And I'm sure that every one of you have had this experience. You're just being yourself and you meet people that you love. You have this connection. You're on the same page. You feel the energy between you is wonderful. And then you meet people that it's like no matter what you do, they're mean or a bully. Or they're you can't be around them because they're not nice to you. So many times, whether it's been for myself or with a client, they are reacting to your internal light, the light of love that is your essence. And that light, just like when you go in and turn on a light switch, there's no more darkness. It brings their things that are darkness in their lives, their experiences, their beliefs, their behavior, It puts a spotlight on that, and they're uncomfortable with it. Your light does that just because they know you, and they won't be nice to you, no matter what you do. Oh, Sonia wants to ask a question. Of course, you can ask a question. Sonia, come back on and ask that question.
Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt, but
Oh, no, go
this.
right ahead.
Okay. You know that I always have questions for you, Kate. There's this resistance in me when speaking about infusing love. When I have the tendency of thinking, okay, I will infuse love in this situation or for this person. There's this resistance, like becoming a doormat. Like when I love, I seem that I love, therefore I'm gonna let this person, I'm gonna let this person do whatever he wants or she wants. I'm gonna say yes to everything. Maybe I probably have a bad conception or idea of love, but I still have this resistance. Okay, if I love this person, I'm gonna let, or if I infuse love in the situation, I'm gonna accept everything they say. I don't know if I asked the question in a proper way.
Oh no, I understand what you mean. I understand. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about. It's so interesting. Sonia always asks a question about exactly what we're going to talk about. We are on such a wavelength, Sonia and I. Well, what's interesting is that I was talking to Magic's groomer a couple weeks ago, and I was telling him about infusing love into a situation and a person who was not being very kind to me. And he's like, no, you do not have to send love to that person because of, what they've been doing. And I was like, Kobe, it's not about I love this person. It's about the divinity within me. That God part self, that super conscious higher self, infusing the situation with the vibration of love energy, unconditional love energy. It's two different things. When this person that, say, we'll just give this person's name Jack. We'll say this person's name is Jack that you're talking about, Sonia. Okay, so, if you, in the human sense of love, if you send love to Jack, that the human brain goes to it condoning their behavior and then being a doormat for them. Okay, so that's the way the human brain works, and that's natural for most of us. But when they do something and you're feeling the uncomfortable energy of it. You're not in a high vibration of love. You're in a fear vibration. And we can only be in fear or love, never both, one or the other. So when we're in that fear, the anxiety of how they've just treated us, that pain, that uncomfortable feeling of how they've treated us, we don't have any power. We have no control over our integrating the superconscious, the conscious, and the subconscious. Okay? We're drowning in the fear and the pain of the subconscious because, a lot of times people will tell you that the subconscious is to protect you, but Florence teaches us that it's energy without direction. It's our coping mechanism. It's where we bury energy and then we get triggered. So when this person is not being nice to you, we want to take our power back. And where we are in our power is at that higher vibration of love. Because when we're down here in fear, we don't have any power. We're drowning and never physically dying in the fear or the pain of the experience. When you can connect to that higher self, the superconscious, and be in that divine space of love energy, it's unconditional. And it's not like, I love magic, or I love you, Sonia. It's that all-encompassing spiritual energy of love. And sometimes it's hard, you know, for our human brains to get around that. When my friend Barbara Mark passed, her sister called and told me, and I walked into my office and I looked around and I said, well, I guess I should get some work done today. And I heard Barbara's spirit just as clear as day laughing. And she said, if you can't take off on the day your best friend dies, then just when can you? And then she started telling me about the love of the angelic realm, that our human brains can't even take it in. The love is just all there is. So to try to grasp that as the superconscious, the higher self, that divinity within, the God part, it's unconditional love energy. And see, that's where it's frustrating, that there's no other word to describe it in our human language. We just don't have it, because we can't, you know, we try to comprehend it, and the only word we can give that feeling of energy is love. So go ahead and come on, Lena, so you can ask your question. When we're wanting to create a higher outcome, so when we can infuse love into a situation or person through that higher vibration of the superconscious, we're not sending love to them like I love magic. Mm. We're infusing that situation with the intention of creating a higher outcome with that unconditional, for lack of a better word, love energy of the divinity. You know, one of the things Florence talked about, I can't even remember exact experience, but I salute the divinity within you.
Yeah.
And this is an example of that. I salute the divinity within you. I don't like you, but I'm saluting the divinity within you, which raises me out of the fear of I don't like you to a higher experience, a higher vibration of love. And when we're there at the higher vibration, that person can't treat us like a doormat. I think I told you girls last on the last call about how Jess and Lena, I'll get you, don't let me forget. I want to hear your question. When Jessie was in the fourth or fifth grade, she had a little girlfriend, and she was reading the complete works of Florence Koubelshian over and over. And she had a little girlfriend that was not being nice to her. And every day I picked her up, and Samantha was a terrible person. And she did this and she did that. And all the way home, I'm hearing about how awful Samantha was. And I just asked her, what would Florence tell you to do? Well, it would be to bless her sincerely from her heart, which is connecting with that superconscious self, because the conscious self and the subconscious self doesn't like Samantha. But the superconscious can hold that space, that vibration of unconditional love for everything and everybody. So she would bless her, and then I stopped hearing about Samantha. And then when I asked her, is Samantha treating you nicer now? She thought about it for a little bit, and then she goes, no, she's not. She's still being just as awful as she was before. She goes, but Mom, it doesn't bother me anymore. So that's where this person, that they can't treat you like a doormat anymore, because they're down here in the fear energy and you're up here in the love vibration energy, and they can't reach you. If you lower your vibration back down here, yeah, you're going to feel that pain of whatever it is that they do. But when you can bless them sincerely from your heart, infuse them with love, and I got show and tell to show you girls how to do that. If you're up here, they can't affect you. No matter how much they try, they can't get up there. And if they do shift to the love vibration, it's a wonderful experience because it's of love vibration. It's that feeling of gratitude. You know how we feel when we embrace gratitude? It's like, oh, that warm, fuzzy. Oh, I love this. I want more of this. Does that answer your question, Sonia?
Yes, completely. So there is a way to raise your vibration.
Yes. Yes. And if by the time we finish here, if that understanding isn't there for you, then we'll talk about it some more.
No, it was very, very clear, and thank you so much.
Okay.
Now, the next step is how to get there.
Yes.
How to get to that vibration, which I love and I'm trying, and I understand that when you get to that level, to that vibration, you're not a doormat and you can't be a doormat because you're there. I got this.
And I'm going to show you with Ima, the little drawings of Ima, on how to
Okay.
move into that. Okay,
Oh.
so Lena, what was your question?
I'm just wondering whether I should just wait for show and tell. But
Oh.
just in a nutshell, maybe we'll cover it afterwards anyway. When I was for Christmas, we went to my in-laws, and I went there with the intention of I will be my best self. I will not let anything drag me down. I will be the best version I can be. And my intention took me through the first 2 hours, I think, of the 3 days. And what happens to me is I don't become a very likable person. And I think that's what bothers me most. I am not my best self. I am, and I can't say that they're bad people. They're not bad people. It's just that we don't connect I think they have some negativity around them. And I understand that negativity is a form of suffering, and I want to respond to that with compassion. I'm really trying, but I'm not always. I get sucked in, like it's a swirl, and I get sucked in, and then I don't like who I am. So, but I'm you will probably get to that. So,
Well, I'm glad you brought that up though, because when we can infuse a person or situation even before we see them, something that because they've been in your life a long time, what you might do is when you're not going to be around them, is working at infusing them with love energy when you're not even going to be seeing them, so that when you think about them, it's a neutral feeling. They're just somebody who's in your life, no big deal. There's no anxiety. There's no resentment. There's no frustration. There's no overwhelm. There's no stress. There's no, oh my God, what am I going to do? You know, relationships are about us. And so what's going on with them, there may be something that they're triggering in you that for some reason, way back when, you were in an experience that you had to bury in the subconscious that you weren't good enough, or you weren't worthy, or you weren't lovable. There could be something like that, or it could just be their negativity is too much for your light. So when you can infuse them with love energy to the point of when you think about them, it's just a thought. There's no emotion attached to it. Will help you in the everyday, day-to-day, just being thinking about them. And then when you're going to be with them, to infuse that situation and them with love takes you from anxiety level up to the vibration of love. And then no matter what they say to you, it doesn't touch you. Barbara, go ahead and come on. Barbara's got a question too.
I was just wondering, in a situation like that, is this where cord cutting comes in?
You can do cord cutting also. Yes. And there is, I did put information, a class on the website about cutting cords. And there's a book there that I recommend also about if you don't understand what cords are, if you need help with that, we could do a private session and I can help you disconnect from cords. But yeah, that's a good A good question there, Barbara, about that. And sometimes that when you start following the breadcrumbs, you'll start seeing it's that those cords to those people are the triggers that, oh, there's an energy that I need to look at. There's a belief or a thought pattern that I need to look at. Okay, so let's see here. I kind of got off my topic here a little bit, or out of sequence. You know what? I think we're going to go. Oh, how I learned this. I'm going to share with you how I learned this, and then I'm going to go to the show and tell. When my daughter was a senior in high school, she had just started school again. It had been kind of an up and down summer. You know, she's a teenager. And my daughter was my world, still is. I wanted her more than anything. And we were very close. Her dad and I split up when she was 11 months old, and she was my world. And then when she started high school, she was very distant, up and down. The senior year was really rough. They were only in a month or two, and Jessie was, she ran away from home. She ran away from home, and God, I thought I was going to die. You know, you want to fix that. Whatever's wrong, you want to fix that. And I was trying so hard. That was when we were writing the e-course based on the Game of Life. Florence had wanted to do that. Her spiritual energy came in and said, let's do this. Let's write this e-course. And we did. And she picked out which chapter we were going to work on. And we had seven of them done. And there were three left. And she just disappeared. And I asked my guides, where'd she go? And they said, there's something you have to deal with before you can finish this. And I was like, oh, man, that does not sound good for me. And it wasn't. Jessie ran away from home and life stopped. And one night when I went to bed, I had the most incredible vision that Princess Diana just walked in, and she was wearing a blue pencil skirt and a white blouse. And she came over to me and she said, Jessie's going to be okay. And I know where she is and she's okay. And I didn't know what to do with that. And she said, we're gonna help you with this. So she asked me to let go of all the pain and the fear and the anger and the feelings that I let her down, that somehow I wasn't there for her in a way that she needed me. She said, you can't be holding on to that. I want you to think about how much you love her and how beautiful she was the day she was born. Sorry. Ooh. And she took my left hand. She said, we're going to form a circle. And Mother Teresa walked in and she took my right hand. And the three of us formed this circle. And Princess Diana says, put Jessie in the center of this circle, and we're going to send all that love that you feel for her to her. And I didn't understand at that moment, you know, about the higher self and the unconditional love, but that's exactly what she was talking about, that unconditional love. So I started sending Jessie all this love, and Princess Diana was, and Mother Teresa was, and then this beautiful light came down from above, and we were just encompassed in this beautiful, bright, white light of love, and I felt no more pain. All that pain, that anxiety, that fear, that mother fear of wanting to fix things, and I didn't know where she was, it went away. And then I went to sleep. And it wasn't the next day, but the day after that, Jessie called and she wanted help. And she was in terrible depression, and we got her help for the depression, and things started changing. And actually, she and her baby are staying with us for a little bit. And you know, things have changed drastically. But what I figured out was that that infusing love into a situation works for everything, whether it's a person, a situation, a company, a job. It doesn't matter what it is. It works for everything. Okay, so I'm going to share my screen. And let me see here. Pull that up. Okay, so I'm going to have to look over here because I have two screens. I may not see if you have a question. So when I get complete, we will answer any questions. Okay, so these are the action steps to infuse a situation with love or blessing sincerely from your heart. When we have something that's going on, something's gone sideways, whether it's an argument or it could even be something from the past, we have something that causes that resistance energy in our body. We're feeling very uncomfortable. We want to stop that. We want to stop that internal fight that's going on because we have an idea in our conscious mind of what we want, but we have what's happening. So there's this fight going on, and it's a knockdown drag out at times because we want something better, but we don't have it. And it goes back and forth and back and forth. And we want to stop that. And the way to do that is with acceptance that this is what's happening. You know, we get an idea of what's happening in our lives, and sometimes that's what's really happening, and sometimes it's not. So we want to accept that this is what's happening. That person was really mean to me. You know, a lot of times we want to give them the benefit of the doubt instead of looking at, yes, this really happened. So when we accept that this is what's happening right now, it stops that internal fight. And now's a good time to use your chaos flush energy. So activating that chaos flush, here's that resistance energy. It starts to dissipate. You feel that energy leaving your body and the fighting stops. And then we set our intention that we want to create a higher outcome. Whatever that is, we want a higher outcome. We're in this energy of yuckiness, but we've accepted what's happening. We've accepted that we have power to change it. So all we have to do is start setting an intention to create a higher outcome. I like to call in my angels. You know, I never know who's going to show up. It could just be angels. It could be, well, like the original time that happened, the very first time, it was Princess Diana and Mother Teresa. And I'm not anything special. They will show up for you. Your deceased loved ones may show up. I've done this standing in line at the post office when I was really upset with my husband's mother. Her sister came in and my great-grandmother, and I'm standing in line at the post office and I infused her with love. And but when I walked out of there, I was a completely different person and it didn't even matter what she said or did. So I like to call in my angels and create that healing circle of love. So just allow whoever shows up to be there. And, you know, quantum physics teaches us that we want to observe energy. We want to observe how it happens, how it reacts. It's going to react differently than if we just stuff it. So if something happens to us and we're upset and we just shove all that energy back into subconscious, it's going to come up again for us to overcome and to heal. It's up to us to do that. So when you call in your angels, allow yourself to see what's happening in your mind's eye as best you can. Just allow it to happen. And when you infuse that love into them, you've set that intention to create the higher outcome. That's that step. That's the step. We want to accept, which takes us out of the fighting, oh my God, this just happened. I can't believe this. Acceptance. And then we want to take that action step of flushing that out as best we can. And then just setting that intention to create the higher outcome. And when we've asked the angels to come in, or whoever you work with, your angels, your guides, your teachers, whoever it is that you work with, put those people or the situation in the center of the circle and bless them sincerely from your heart, because you want the higher outcome. What you really want to do to their bodies might be shake them or smack them up against the wall or something. But when you can move into that higher vibration of love energy, it changes everything. The more you can send love to that situation, the stronger you get. You feel that strength, that stamina inside your body, and you become empowered because you're at that higher vibration of love energy. You're working in tandem with your superconscious higher self. You're working with that divinity within where that unconditional love is. Doesn't matter what they've done. You're not condoning that what they've done is okay, because it's not okay. It is not okay. No matter what it is they've done, you're not condoning them. It's just like with forgiveness. Forgiveness is the gift you give to yourself. It's not condoning behavior. You're raising your vibration, working in tandem with your higher self, that divinity within, where unconditional love exists, to infuse them with that unconditional love. Now, if they're always mean to you, they will make, because you're really putting some light on the darkness in their life, they may be even more awful, but you're at that high vibration of love, so whatever they're doing, doesn't reach you, just like Jesse and Samantha. Now your results are going to be a higher outcome. It's always, always a higher outcome when you raise your vibration out of fear to love energy. It's always a higher outcome. And it opens the way for that situation to resolve itself in a way that feels good for you, for your relationship to become better, or for them to just go away completely. It opens the way for many different directions for this to go, but it's always good for you when you stay in that higher vibration of love. Now, when you're tired, it's easy for fear to come in. It's really easy for fear to come in. So if that happens, recognize, am I tired? Ask yourself, am I tired? The question is always going to be answered with yes. And back away from that energy. Maybe sit down and ask your angels to come in, and we're infusing it all with love. And the higher outcome becomes inevitable. And you're here in this community. You don't have to do it by yourself. Ask questions, get the answers, get the loving support, get the energy boost that you need to move into that unconditional love, higher self energy, so you can manage whatever's happening in your life. Okay, I'm going to stop my share. Oh, I guess that actually worked. Usually I have to tell it, yeah, I really want to do this. Okay, did that bring up any questions for you, or is there anything that you want explained a little bit deeper? What do you ladies think?
Kate, Is that something that you could just do before bed every night, or in the morning when you get up in the morning, to just kind of, you know, my intention is have a wonderful day, have the angels all around there, and imagine your day inside of there and just infuse it all with love?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely yes. In the playbook, we were talking about this the other day on our call. The third item in the Upon Waking journal is consciously choosing to be love energy. And then I attract like a magnet experiences of love energy. That's a reminder for you right there to infuse your day with love energy. Especially if you know that there's some, you know, you're going to be meeting with somebody that may not be easy to get along with, or whatever experience you normally have with them, to envision asking angels to come in, or you can just send that love to them, you know, blessing them for, and you can say it out loud or even write it down. If you write it down, you're really anchoring that energy and feel it, allow yourself to feel it in your body that I'm infusing this entire situation with love. I'm infusing my day with love. I'm infusing my life, every aspect of my life from here forward. When you do that, life changes. It changes. However, you have to remember that whatever's between you and the experiences that you want to have, if you've got subconscious thoughts, thought patterns, or beliefs that I'm not good enough to have this, that's going to come up for you to process through and to heal and be okay with it. It's because, oh my gosh, I know what this is. And I follow the breadcrumbs. You're going to feel that resistance energy in your body, and you'll feel it when you write it. When you're writing something in your playbook, if there's an energy that you need to look at that's not on board with what you've written, you're going to feel that resistance energy in your body. And in the Game of Life module section of the website, we did a class on resistance energy, so you can go learn more about it there. You can always ask me. Then there's another class we did on following the breadcrumbs. It's so funny. I've been teaching all this stuff for years and years and years, and I have people who've been students of this for years and years and years, and then they talk to me and they say, I figured out how to follow the breadcrumbs. And it breaks my heart that they didn't get it earlier. But you know, when we're ready, that's when things start to click. And sometimes we have to go through, like I did with Jessie. There were things I had to experience with her in order to understand what Florence was going to be telling me in finishing the last three chapters of the e-course, which turned into the workbook. So sometimes we have to experience things. Another little story I'll tell you, and I know we're going a little over time, but I had this dear friend who was a rescue of animals. She had squirrels, and mostly squirrels, but bunnies and squirrels and dogs and cats and birds. I mean, she rescued everything. And she had these five little babies who were finally well enough to be reentered into the wild. And she drove them to a place to release them. And when she got there, they were all dead in their cage. And she was devastated, devastated. She was making the best decision that she could for them with the information that she had when she drove them there. I asked the angels about this, and they showed me that where she was taking them, they would not have been safe there, even though she was told they would be safe there. You know, it was a wild place. I mean, you know, animals. But they would have died a much, much more painful death than just going to sleep like they did. But the lady was devastated. And the angels helped us work through that by showing her that sometimes we have to understand that things aren't for us to fix. And that's hard. You know, when it comes to our children or an experience with a friend, you know, we want to fix it for them. You know, when Jessie ran away from home, I wanted to fix that. And my dad, who had died a couple years before, he told me that there's some things that just aren't yours to fix. And if you fix this for her before she's ready to move into a healing place, then everything that she's going to learn through that healing, she's going to have to learn it in another way. And it may be more painful for her than what she's experiencing now. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't want it to be more awful than this. This is already terrible. So I had to sit back and wait and watch and just keep in, sending her that love instead of the mommy fear, because a mommy fear does nothing for anyone. It will make everybody sick. It'll push your kids away and it'll make you sick. When you can infuse them with love and hold that space that they are capable of making good decisions, even if you don't think they are, you've taught them how to make good decisions, so they're capable. So holding them that in that energy of they're capable of making good decisions and infusing them with that love and that pride in them and that confidence in them, they feel all of that. They feel that instead of the mommy worry. It's like we have these cables and these cords directly from us to them, and that worry just zoom, right down that cord, and they feel it. Boom. Oh, I don't like this. Mom, get away from me. So when you infuse a situation or a person with love, a person that you don't like, when they think about you, the way is open for a higher outcome. And they get to make a choice. How are they going to behave? Because the way's been opened. They're not feeling anger and animosity from you. They've been blessed. They've been surrounded in love, unconditional love energy. And that opportunity for them to step into that love energy is there for them. They may not take it. They may still be a butt and not be nice to you. But because you're at this higher vibration of love, it's not going to touch you. And you'll just be able to look at them and go, dude, I'm going to send you more love because you really need it. Okay, I'm sorry I got distracted. Did I answer the question that was asked of me? Okay.
Definitely.
This,
thank you.
This is life with Kate, man.
Yeah.
It was great.
It's all good, Kate. Great. This is what we're here for.
You know, when we have these kinds of sessions, it's a lot of information. So if something comes up for you later today or tomorrow, post it in the Facebook so you don't have to wait till the next call to get it answered live. So just post it in the Facebook and I will do my best to respond, and everybody else responds too. So if something comes up for you, just be sure to post it, okay? Don't hesitate. It's just like with the angels, we never ask for enough help.